All right, thanks, Shannon. And we're back to live action, ready for the start of the second half. Manicotic Lynx 33, Sandpoint Eagles 29. Manicotic inbounds the ball far side. Matt Andrews gets it over to Jonathan Franklin, who misses a three-pointer, and Sandpoint has their first possession of the second half. C.J. Roby harassed near the top of the three-point line. Chris Condi puts up a high arching shot, no good off the back of the rim, rebounded by Theron Paul. We just got our scoring straight now with the scorer's bench. We'll update you on that at the first break. Matt Andrews dribbling the ball against Nicky Mack and Chris Condi. Good defense there by the Eagles to cut off the lane. Pass goes to Theron Paul, back to Franklin, left side to... Or the shot is put up by Franklin on the left side. No good off the front of the rim. Rebounded by C.J. Roby. C.J. drives down. Here's contact, but no call. C.J. goes into the lane. His pass out for Brandon Smith is intercepted by Benji Moken. And he dribbles in circles here in the backcourt. Gets it to Matt Andrews, who brings it across the timeline. Manicotic with the ball. Now he drives between Chris Condi and Brandon Smith. Troy Bowsley. Troy Bowsley ties up Andrews, and the possession arrow points to the Sandpoint Eagles. Good defense there by Troy to get the ball back for the Sandpoint squad wearing blue and gold. 6:45 to play here in the third quarter. 33-29, Manicotic with a four-point advantage. C.J. Roby holding the ball. Three-point arc gets on the right side to Nicky Mack. She goes into Brandon. He attempts a pass for C.J. Roby, but draws a foul, and so it'll be Sandpoint ball underneath the basket. Looks like that foul was called on number 33, and it was Theron Paul. That's his fourth, and that's going to cause a substitution as Wesley Ellerelia will come in. Well, is he coming in? Yeah, there the referees finally wave him in. Ellerelia comes in for Theron Paul. And Chris Condi went by the ball underneath the basket for the Sandpoint Eagles. Slaps the ball. Finds C.J. Roby underneath. He dribbles, turn around, jump shot off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound by Brandon Smith. And he gives a free ride up there to number 41, Jason Mike, who's called for the foul. And Brandon will go to the line to shoot two for the Eagles. Strong rebound there by Brandon. Those of you that watched him play, very physical. Got good height, and he uses it to his advantage. Referee gives the ball to Brandon. He spins it, dribbles, eyes the basket. His first shot is up and good. First point of the second half for either team, and the Eagles cut the Lynx lead to 3 at 33-30. Brandon spins the ball, dribbles, launches the second one. Nothing but net. Two nice free throws there for Brandon Smith, and it's a two-point game with 6:30 to play in the third quarter. As Matt Andrews brings the ball across the Angel logo, dribbles out near the half-court circle, drives in there, guarded by Nicky Mack. She closes the lane nicely. He retreats back halfway between the three-point arc and the circle. Now takes an off-balance two. No good. Rebounded by Troy Bowsley on the left side. Brandon Smith fakes a length of the court pass. Now draws it back and dribbles against Benji Moken. Comes across the timeline. Finds a lane. Goes in. Nice pass to Bowsley. Puts it up and in. And we got a tie game. Right at the six-minute mark, Troy Bowsley with his first 2 points of the game. And it's 33-all. Jonathan Franklin dribbling the ball now near the three-point arc for Manicotic. A screen there on Nicky Mack. He gives it off to Jason Mike, who hits another three-pointer. Three pointers in the game for Jason Mike, 11 points in the game. And Manicotic regains the lead 36-33. Brandon Smith now fakes a three, drives left side, shot up, no good, gets his own rebound, puts it up and won't fall, but he draws a foul and he'll go to the line for a pair. Almost had a chance at a three-point play there. And that foul is called on Jason Mike. Is second. Team's third already here in the second half. Brandon dribbles and shoots. And that one rattles around and drops through. Three consecutive free throws converted here by Brandon Smith. He dribbles. Second one on the way. And that one's good. 36-35, the Lynx holding a one-point lead over the Eagles as Matt Andrews brings the ball up on the far left side. Trying to get a screen there by Benji Moken. Chris Condi fights through. Reverse dribble, good defense by Condi. Troy Bowsley double teams. Now the ball is kicked out to Jason Mike, over to Ellerelia, around the three-point arc to Franklin. He gets the ball back at the top of the key. Shot no good. Rebound by Brandon Smith. El Aurelio was over his back, but they didn't call it. He gets the ball down to Chris Rope, or C.J. Roby goes in, lays it up, no good. Fights hard for the rebound. A lot of contact there. Jason Mike and C.J. Roby. And we're going to have a referee's timeout. As Jason Mike got an ankle under C.J., C.J. fell to the ground. His ankle was twisted underneath. And then as C.J. popped up, his shoulder hit number 41 there in the jaw, perhaps. So he got it on both ends. And he hobbles over to the Manicotic bench, and there's a timeout on the floor now. Not sure which team called the timeout. The referee thought she was going to signal, but no. First-year coach Nick Gilbertson has the Lynx team gathered around him. Coach George Cromer and Luke Meinert doing the same for the Sandpoint squad. 4:48 to play third quarter. Manicotic 36. Sandpoint 35, and the ball is going to belong to the Manicotic Lynx right below us here. We're up on the second tier of bleachers here, a nice spot by the railing, good view, and out of the way the band that they had here last night, and we'll have again for the later games this evening. Matt Andrews drives in there against Chris Conde, dishes it to Jonathan Franklin. He's guarded by Nicky Mack. Now he tries to split the defense. Good defense by Nicky. The ball is kicked out to Matt Andrews for a long three. No good. The rebound is pulled down there by Troy Bowsley after it's tipped around. Long pass by Brandon Smith to C.J. Roby. C.J. makes a nice save. Gets it to Smith. Back to C.J. Fakes. Drives. Ball is stolen away there by Jonathan Franklin. Two-on-two break. He comes in against Brandon Smith. Brandon with a partial block there. The ball is loose in the corner. Franklin lobs it out. Knocked away by Chris Conde. Looked like it went off of Manicotic, and it did. Possession back to the Sandpoint Eagles. Good hustle there by the Eagles on defense. Chris Conde making a heads-up play there. Couldn't grab the ball, so just slapped it and went off of a Lynx player. And with 4:06 to play in the third quarter, the Eagles with a chance to take the lead, trailing by one, 36-35. C.J. Roby gets it to Brandon Smith. Nice fake. Goes up, goes to the ground hard. No foul. His shot's no good. Rebounded there by Wesley El Aurelio down to Benji Moken. Kicks it out for Matt Andrew, who traveled. Is the call going to be made? And it is. He was setting up for a three-pointer. Did a little stutter step there. And the ball will be turned over back to the Sandpoint Eagles with 3:50 to play in the third quarter. You're listening to the game on KSDP Radio, Sandpoint in King Cove, Alaska. I'm Rob Lanham, bringing the game to you live here from Bristol Bay High School in Naknek, Alaska. C.J. Roby drives left side, closely guarded there by Nanaluk. He lobs the ball into Brandon Smith. Brandon goes up for a hook shot off the rim. No good. Gets his own rebound. Spins. Puts it up. No good. That one hit every part of the rim but wouldn't drop through. And Kiko John hauls down the rebound. Bounce pass over to number 23, Matt Andrews, who brings it across the timeline for the Lynx. On the left side there, nice fake and a drive by Jonathan Franklin. He lost the ball and went to the ground. Not sure if he stepped on a Sandpoint player's foot. Now the ball goes down to C.J. Roby, who drives the lane, puts it in, and draws a foul. Nice play there by C.J. as he took the pass from Brandon Smith. The lane was left wide open, so C.J. took advantage and drove down, scoring the two-pointer, and he'll go to the line to try to extend what is now a lead for the Eagles, 37-36, with 3:10 to play in the third quarter. That foul was on Wesley El Aurelio, his second, team's fourth. The Manicotic heading towards foul trouble. Sandpoint has no team fouls in the second half. CJ's free throw is up and good. And we show CJ with 11 points now in the game. And the Eagles with a two-point lead, 38-36. Could have another nail-biter for you here in the ham and eggs game here. Breakfast game, 9 a.m. start. The Lynx with the ball down to Jason Mike. He gives it to Matt Andrew. Back to Mike. He's got a two-pointer pass up. Nice pass inside for El Aurelio, who puts it in off the glass to tie the game at 38. Jason Mike's been hot from three-point range. He faked the shot, and when the defender bit, he put a nice pass in there. And now we have C.J. Roby called for a travel as he attempted to fake out the defender. Fake out the defender, but not before taking an extra step. And the ball is turned over back to the Manicotic Lynx. 2:37 to play as Matt Andrews brings the ball across the timeline left side outside the three-point arc. Drives across, defended by Nicky Mack. Now triple-teamed by Nicky, Chris Conde, and C.J. Roby. Kicks it back out to El Aurelio for a long three off the glass. No good. Rebounded there by Chris Conde. he hands it to Brandon Smith, who brings it across the timeline, being defended there by Matt Andrew. Nice pass by Brandon down to Troy Bowles. He lost the handle, got it back, attempted to kick it out to Nicky Mack, and it's knocked out of bounds there by Tyler Nanaluk for the Lynx. Sandpoint ball, inbounds far side. Nice entry pass by C.J. Roby to Brandon Smith, but it's taken away there. Matt Andrews now drives down. What's the call going to be? Looks like maybe a blocking foul. Not sure if that one's on the floor. The whistle was on the floor for sure. And that foul is going to go against number 44, Chris Condi. First foul on Chris in this game. And they're going to call it a shooting foul. That was NBA-style continuation. Shooting the same week, get the call. Number 23, Matt Andrews, goes to the line where he sinks the first charity toss for Manicotic, giving them a 39-38 lead. Substitution now as Michael Nanaluk checks in for the Lynx, replacing El Aurelia. The referee bounces the ball back to Matt Andrews. He launches a second shot, nothing but net. And Manicotic takes a two-point lead with 2:04 to play in the third quarter, 40-38. Brandon Smith across the timeline to C.J. Roby. C.J. dribbles right side, reverses dribble, back to the top, looking to drive down the lane. The ball is kicked loose. C.J. comes up with it, goes up. Not sure what he was intending to do as he went up with his back to the basket. And we have a foul on Tyler Nanaluk on the floor. That was a good call as C.J. didn't really have any clear intention. The ball is inbound by Chris Condi to Brandon Smith off the front of the rim. No good. Gets his own rebound. Puts it up. No good. The ball is still loose. Brandon tips it to C.J. Goes up. Partially blocked. No good. C.J. gets it back up in traffic. 1-on-5. No good again. The ball is tipped out and corralled here by Nanaluk right below us. Michael Nanaluk getting that rebound. Sandpoint missing 5 chances there to tie the game with a minute 48 to play. They trail by 2. Matt Andrews with the ball. Kicks it far side to Benji Moken, guarded there by C.J. Roby. Now lose the ball on the floor to Nicky Mack. It goes over to Chris Condi. It's still loose. Now it's tied up by C.J. Roby and Matt Andrews, and the possession arrow points to the Lynx. Sandpoint had a good opportunity there as Nicky Mack knocked the ball loose. It went off of Chris Condi's foot and tied up for a Lynx possession. Now there's a long lob pass to the left wing, and Jason Mike knocks down another 3. Left all alone, and it's a 5-point Lynx lead with a minute 25 to play third quarter. C.J. Roby brings the ball down, kicks it out to Brandon Smith, fakes a 3, drives in the lane, gets open now for a 2-pointer, and it's good. Nice shot there by Brandon as he continues to light up the scoreboard. I believe Brandon's got about 27 now, if my math is right, 25 maybe. We'll get it right for you here shortly. Fast-paced action here in the third quarter. Matt Andrews dribbling the ball behind a moving screen by Michael Nanaluk. No call there. The ball is lobbed to Jason Mike. C.J. closes in on him beyond a 3-point arc. Back to Nanaluk, inside to Mike. Now we have Matt Andrews launching a 3. No good. Rebounded by C.J. Roby. Nice box out there on the defensive glass. C.J. brings the ball up with 40 seconds to play. Lob pass for Brandon Smith. A lazy pass that got through. Brandon takes his shot. No good. And he draws a foul. I believe it's going to be either on Moken or Nanaluk for the Manicotic Lynx. And that is going to go on Michael Nanaluk, his first, team 6th. One more, and Sandpoint will be in the bonus. 36 seconds to play third quarter. Manicotic 43, Sandpoint Eagles 40. Brandon Smith at the line to shoot a pair. Brandon spins the ball, dribbles, launches the first one. It sneaks over the front of the rim and drops through. 43-41. And Brandon puts up his second one, nothing but net. And it's a 1-point game again, 43-42, the Lynx with the lead. And I'll try to get the score total for you here. Let's see, 27 now in the game for Brandon Smith. C.J. Roby with 11, 2 by Troy Bowsley and Mallory Gunderson. Under 30 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Manicotic Lynx with the lead in the ball, leading 43-42. Matt Andrews drives down in the lane, kicks it out on the right wing to number 13, Jonathan Franklin, and he hits the 3, and Manicotic leads by 4. As the clock ticks down to 10 seconds, C.J. Roby dribbles at the top of the 3-point arc. Now here's a pass by Bowsley nearly intercepted. The ball is loose. C.J. Roby, what do we call it? What do we have here? I think we have a foul on number three. Benji Moken with a push on C.J. Roby out near the half-court line, and that with 3 seconds to play, and that's a big foul, as that puts the Sandpoint Eagles in the bonus for the remainder of the game. And C.J. Roby will go to the line, shooting 1-1. C.J. puts the first up off the back rim. No good. Rebound by Brandon Smith, who lays it in over the rim as the horn sounds to end the third period of play. Brandon now with 29 points in the game for the Eagles. And after three quarters of play, the Manicotic Lynx hold a narrow two-point lead, 46-44. And we'll be back here in just a moment for the final quarter of action. We'll just keep it with you here and recap the scoring to catch you up to date on that. 44 points after three quarters by the Sandpoint Eagles. In the first quarter, Manicotic outscored Sandpoint 16-14. And again by two in the second quarter, 17-15. In that quarter, it was 15 points again by Sandpoint to 13 for Manicotic. And of the 44 Eagle points, we have 29 for Brandon Smith, having a big game. C.J. Roby with 11 and 2 each for Mallory Gunderson and Troy Bowsley. And for the Manicotic Lynx, let's see, we'll go down the list here. We have 11 for Jonathan Franklin. Matt Andrews has chipped in with 10, 12, 14, 16. 5 for El Aurelia, and 14 for Jason Mike, including 4 three-pointers. And that gives you 46 for the Manicotic Lynx. So far, let's see, Manicotic having hit 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 threes, and that's been a key in the game. Brandon Smith has 1 3, opened the scoring with a three-pointer, in fact, for Sandpoint. And so if Sandpoint's defense can clamp down on the long-range shots by Manicotic, they'll have a good chance to win this game. Andrews with the ball now, drives, kicks it out for a three-pointer. No good on that one from Franklin down in the corner, rebounded by Brandon Smith. 46, now it says 43. Let's see. Brandon misses the shot and goes over the back with a foul. It's going to be Brandon's third and the second team foul on Sandpoint. The board says 46-43. That's incorrect. They had it 46-44. Now they've taken a point away from Sandpoint. I tried to bring something up in the game last night between the T-Jacks and Manicotic, and they didn't change it, so I don't know. Missed shot here by the Lynx. Brandon Smith gets the rebound and drives all the way down. His shot no good. C.J. Roby goes up with the offensive glass, and C.J. puts it in. And it's a one-point game, 46-45. I'd really like to know how Sandpoint lost a shot or lost a point there. 7:08 to go here in the third quarter. A long shot now from the left wing by Andrews. A three-pointer rolls around and out, no good. Brandon Smith with the rebound, but it's knocked away from behind by Jason Mike. Out of bounds to the Eagles. And if we have a stoppage of play, we'll try to find out what happened to this point. That could be a big point in this one. 6:56 to play. C.J. Roby brings the ball across the timeline left side. Dribbles against defense by Jonathan Franklin. Now down in the corner right below us outside the three-point arc. Lob in for Brandon Smith. Turns around. Puts it up. Bounces off the rim twice. No good. Rebound by Matt Andrews. Outlet pass to Benji Moken. Drives in against Nicky Mack and Chris Condi. And his shot rolled all the way across the rim but off. But he draws a foul. And that foul is going to be called on Chris Condi. Second on Chris. Second team foul in the half, or third team foul in the half. And Benji Moken will go to the line.
Hey, George, why'd they take a point away from you? I had 44 on the score sheet. That could be big.
Just hollered down to Coach Cromer. Benji Moken missed his first, makes the second. And he said that the scores table said they hit a button wrong or something, but we had 44 points in the books for the Eagles. Ball comes down. Oh, nice play there by C.J. Roby. He passed into Brandon Smith. His shot went in and out, but C.J. was there to grab the rebound and put it back in one motion. And now we have a tie game at 47 with 6:18 to go in the fourth quarter. Matt Andrews with the ball, lobs it down in the corner for Benji Moken, who throws the ball right to Brandon Smith. He comes down. Nice dish for C.J. Roby. C.J. makes the move in the lane, lays it up over the glass and good, and draws a foul. C.J. now with 17 points. He'll go to the line to try to complete the old-fashioned three-point play and extend the Sandpoint Eagles lead to three here. They lead 49-47 with 6:06 to go in the fourth quarter. And that foul was on number three, Benji Moken, and that's Benji's third, team's eighth. As we mentioned earlier, Sandpoint will be going to the line on every foul from here on out. C.J. bounces the ball once, bends his knees, puts it up, nothing but net. 7 points in the fourth quarter for Sandpoint. Put that one on the board, guys. There we go. 50-47, Sandpoint with the lead. Defended out there by Mallory Gunderson. Andrews gets the ball to Jonathan Franklin. Back to the top for Wesley El Aurelia, dribbling against Nicky Mack. Nicky fights through the screen. Here's a long pass to Jason Mike outside of three-point arc. Benji Moken gets it down the corner. Chris Condi on him. Now the ball goes to Matt Andrew outside of three-point line. Chris Condi, there's a screen by Jason Mike. And now we have a pass down the middle. No to El Aurelia, who misses a three, but the long rebound comes out to Franklin for the Lynx. Franklin gets to Moken, back to Franklin, to Jason Mike. Dribbling against Mallory Gunderson, launches a three, no good, off the back of the rim. Brandon Smith with the rebound. Good defense there by Mallory. Brandon brings it down, drives down the baseline, lays it up and in over Jason Mike. He was underneath the basket, Brandon was. Put that one in with the right hand over Jason Mike, and Sandpoint Eagles with 5:11 to play, lead by 5, 52-47. Now here's a long three-pointer by Jonathan Franklin. That's an air ball or a net ball. Nothing but net, but it got the wrong end of the net. It bounces out of bounds, and the ball will go back to the Eagles. 5:05 to play. And now we have number 21, Tyler Nanolook, checking in for the Manicotic Lynx. Chris Condi windbound the ball to C.J. Roby. And with the clock ticking down to 5 minutes to play, Sandpoint Eagles 52, Manicotic Lynx 47. C.J. brings the ball up, lobs it to Brandon Smith. He spins, drives, loses the ball. It's still lost. And Brandon grabbed control, and Coach George Cromer calls a quick timeout. Heads up coaching there by George, and he got the quick timeout as Brandon was on the floor but had possession of the ball. And with a timeout to play, 4:52 to go in the fourth quarter. Sandpoint Eagles 52, Manicotic Lynx 47. Great game here this morning. Both of these teams showing a surprising amount of energy for a 9 a.m. start. I know they've got more energy than I had when this one started. But seeing some great basketball action here at the 2010 Sockeye Classic here at Bristol Bay High School in Naknek, Alaska. I'm Pastor Rob Lanham, bringing the game to you live on KSDP Radio, 8:30 a.m., 88.1 FM, and live streaming via the Internet. The Sockeye Classic is sponsored by Northland Services Maritime Transportation. That's according to the banner on the far wall. And so we'll give them some notice there. Appreciate their help in putting on the Sockeye Classic. Thanks to all the folks here at Bristol Bay for the great job they've done and their hospitality. Chris Condi now inbounds the pass, and his pass is stolen there by Jonathan Franklin as the Eagles had the ball under their own basket following the timeout. Franklin brings the ball across half court, gets it to El Aurelia, who dribbles outside the three-point arc near the half-court circle. He starts to bounce the ball over to Andrews. Now it goes underneath for Franklin, who gets it back to Andrews. His shot off the back rim, no good. Condi with the rebound, dribbles out. Nice down-court pass to C.J. Roby. The ball hits the deck, goes out of bounds off of C.J. It looked like it went off C.J.'s hands, hit Michael Nanolook, and then hit C.J.'s foot as he fell to the floor and rolled out of bounds. The Lynx have the ball. C.J. Roby applying full court pressure, results in a steal by Nicky Mack. And Brandon Smith brings the ball back into front court for Sandpoint. Long pass to C.J. Tries the baseline, cut off there by El Aurelia. Gets it to Brandon Smith. Brandon drives in. There's going to be a foul on the floor, I believe. That foul is on, was it number, I think they said 11. There's no number 11. Maybe it's 21. Okay, Brandon Smith's going to go to the line to shoot a 1-1. That foul was on number 21, Tyler Nanolook. Brandon's front end of the 1-1 is up and good. These free throws are going to be big down the stretch for Sandpoint as they'll be going to the line with every Foul called on the Manicotic Lynx. 4:05 to play. Sandpoint by 6, 53-47. Brandon dribbles, shoots, nothing but net. Good again. Brandon's been clutch from the line today. 33 points now for the senior. And there's a substitution in the game for Manicotic as they inbound the ball now. Jason Mike gives it to Matt Andrew, who dribbles across the timeline, defended by C.J. Roby. Goes right side, nice defense by Nicky Mack. He puts up a shot, no good off the front of the rim. Manicotic shooting has gone cold, and that's helping the Eagles as they lead by 7. C.J. Roby with the ball now coming up against double-team pressure. Lobs it to Brandon Smith. Fakes a pass to Nicky Mack. Now drives. Has a 15-footer. No good. Rebounded on the far side by Mallory Gunderson. Gets it to C.J. Roby. And he hits the 12-footer. Nothing but net there for C.J. He's got 9 points in the quarter. 20 in the game. And Sandpoint now holds a 9-point lead with under 3:30 to play. Here's a shot by Franklin off the front of the rim. No good. Rebounded by Brandon Smith. Long pass now down to C.J. Roby. He goes up, no good, but he draws the foul. And he's going to go to the line and shoot two. And let's see who the foul is on for the Lynx. Again, it looks like it's called on Tyler Nanaluk. Wesley Ellerelia. His third. C.J. bounces the ball, puts up the free throw, and good. Sandpoint, quite frankly, has shown some of the best foul shooting that we've seen, not just in this tournament, but during the whole last 7 or 8 days of Alaska high school basketball. The Sandpoint team, very impressive from the line. Hope I don't jinx them now. As CJ gets ready to put up the second shot, bends his knees, sights it in, and that one rolls around and off. Sorry, CJ. 57-47, Sandpoint with a 10-point lead with 3:14 to play. The ball is brought up there by Andrews, and he puts it on the left wing for Theron Paul, who's passed across to Jason Mike. Could not have been brought down probably even by LeBron James, and it goes out of bounds, turnover to the Eagles. The clock ticking down towards 3 minutes as C.J. Roby walks the ball up the court, crosses the Angel logo, gets it to Brandon Smith. Brandon drives in, off the glass, no good. C.J. had the rebound, bounced off the head of a Lynx player, back to C.J. Roby. He lobs it out to Brandon to reset the Eagles' offense with 2:50 to go here in the fourth quarter. Nicky Mack, Mallory Gunderson, Chris Condi join C.J. and Brandon for the Eagles. Here's an inlet pass to Condi. He kicks it out to Mallory, but the pass went off her hands out of bounds, and that's a turnover ball to the Manicotic Lynx. As Kiko John checks in for Jason Mike, Jason's still hobbling a little bit following the he tweaked his ankle there in a play with C.J. Roby earlier. Here's a lob pass in by the Lynx. Kick back outside now to Andrews. His shot is no good. The rebound is grabbed there in the lane by Franklin. He scores, and it's 57-49. For full court pressure now by the Lynx. Nice pass by C.J. Roby to Chris Condi. Back to C.J. He lobs it right in front of us for Brandon Smith. Brandon drives, weaves through the defense, puts it up. No good, but he's going to draw a foul. That one maybe on Theron Paul. If it is, he'll have a seat. That'll be his fifth. And, nope, it's going to be called on Kiko John. And that's going to be his second. And Brandon Smith will go to the line to shoot two. And I'll just be quiet about free throw shooting. 2:13 to play, fourth quarter. Sandpoint Eagles 57, Manicotic Lynx 49. The first game of the day here. Brandon's shot is up. No good off the front of the rim. Troy Bowsley checking in. Chris Condi having a seat on the bench. Nice job there by Chris. Troy Bowsley, Brandon Smith, C.J. Roby, Nicky Mack, and Mallory Gunderson on the floor for the Eagles. Second shot by Brandon. That one's good. And it's a 9-point lead, 58-49 with 2:10 to play. The ball is passed up court from Andrews to Franklin, dribbling against defense by Nicky Mack. Now here's a screen on Mack. Franklin goes in, puts up the shot. It's short, no good, and out of bounds off of Troy Bowsley. Looked like he just lost it. Good position. And the ball went through his hands and out of bounds off his knee, and it'll remain Lynx ball underneath the basket. Benji Moken slaps the ball, passes in the corner. Here's a long three-pointer. No good off the front of the rim. Nice rebound by Theron Paul. He goes up, misses a shot, but there's going to be a foul. Looks like maybe on C.J. And it is. Foul on C.J. Roby. And C.J.'s second foul, team's fourth. A minute 55 to go. Eagles lead by 9. the Ron Paul at the line shooting two. First one is up and good off the glass. He put that one in the bank. And that's his first point of the game. 58-50, same point with an 8-point lead. Come on, Eagles. Paul dribbles, shoots the second one. Up, no good off the back of the rim. Rebounded by Andrews. Nice dish underneath to Jason Mike, who checked back in. And that's an unorthodox 3-point play. And now C.J. Roby has the ball knocked loose, tries to save it, and throws it out of bounds. Sandpoint's 10-point lead has been cut to 6 now with a minute 42 to play. The ball is inbound by Ellerelia to Andrews. Andrews gets the ball to Jonathan Franklin, who dribbles against defense by Mallory Gunderson, kicks it over for Ellerelia. Throws top of the key to Franklin. To Andrews inside for, what do we have here? The pass went inside for Jason Mike. And C.J. Roby saved the ball off of Mike, out of bounds, goes to the Eagles. C.J. slaps the ball, passes it over for Nicky Mack. Number 4 gets the ball back to C.J., sets a screen. C.J. cross court to Brandon Smith. Now back to C.J. the other way. C.J. nearly loses it, almost traveled but didn't. Gets it to Brandon Smith. Some contact there, bounce pass to Nicky Mack. Nicky dribbles, fakes the pass. Now she's trapped, and George Cromer gets a timeout as Nicky was right in front of the Eagles bench. And with a minute 10 seconds to play, again, a heads-up call there by Coach Cromer. He saved the Eagles two possible turnovers here in this fourth quarter with timely timeouts. And it'll be a full 60-second timeout here as both teams have a seat on the bench. Coach Nick Gilbertson instructing his squad as they attempt to come back from a 6-point deficit here with 1:10 to play. And coaches Cromer and Meinert kneeling down in front of the Sandpoint Eagles. Nice job by both teams here today. And the Eagles, one of the few co-ed teams, at least the only one I know of on the peninsula, out of the Aleutians East Borough. They didn't have enough girls for a girls' team, and so Nikki Mack and Heidi Jacobson and Mallory Gunderson chose to join the boys' team. And Danielle Carlson transferred for the season over to King Cove, and she's been a key player in the rookies' 4-2 start. And maybe next year Sandpoint will have enough girls so that they can field a team. But if not, they've already established a precedent here, not only of being able to put a good or a co-ed team together, but to have a competitive team. And as Coach Cromer was saying yesterday, the girls don't hurt them at all. They provide good defense and some scoring as well. Now the ball comes inbounds to Brandon Smith. He's dribbling near half court, lobs the ball down for Troy Bowsley. Here's a trap. Troy attempts to hand it off to Brandon. What do we have? Looks like maybe they're calling a travel on Bowsley. Not sure how that happened. 54 seconds to play. Coach Cromer pleading his cause. The referee basically tells him he doesn't want to hear it, and the ball is inbound to the Lynx. Matt Andrews takes it up the left side, guarded there by C.J. Roby. Long pass to Franklin. Nicky Mack gets away with a push there. Now the pass is intercepted by C.J. He comes down, lays it up and off the rim, underneath, no good. And the ball is grabbed there by Andrews. He gets it to Theron Paul, who launches a three, no good off the back of the rim. The rebound is loose, grabbed by Paul, throws an off-balance shot. Brandon Smith with the rebound, 25. Oh, and the ball stolen from him now. It goes to Jason Mike, who puts it in with under 20 seconds to go. Brandon Smith throws the ball to C.J. Roby. He loses it at half court. The ball goes back to Andrews, underneath to Mike. He scores with 8 seconds left, and it's a 2-point game. Long pass down for Troy Bowsley. He drives to the basket, puts it up, and in. And that'll seal the game for the Sandpoint Eagles as they have a couple of turnovers that make it interesting. But that length of the court pass with 3 seconds to go to Troy Bowsley, he lays the ball in for the final 2-pointer of the game, sealing the deal for the Sandpoint Eagles. Coach Cromer and Coach Miner breathing a collective sigh of relief there as they're all smiles. Great game here this morning in the opening matchup of the day between the Sandpoint Eagles and the Manicotic Lynx. And it goes down to the wire with the Sandpoint Eagles emerging victorious. Final score of 60-56. Both teams congratulating each other now after this tough and hard-fought matchup. Let's run down the scoring for you. For the Sandpoint Eagles. Troy Bowsley with only 4 points, but those last two were key. And Mallory Gunderson chipped in with two. Brandon Smith with a team-high 34. I'm sorry. Yep, that's correct. 34 for Brandon. And then C.J. Roby had, I believe, 20 or 21. Let's see what we have here. I've got him down for 21. As we mentioned earlier, they took a point off the board for the Eagles following the third quarter. Still not sure what that was about. As things turned out, it did not cost the Eagles anything, and they emerged with a win. So I've got C.J. for 21. I think the official scorebook probably has him for 20. But either way, a nice game again by C.J. Roby and all of the Eagles. Great defense as they emerged victorious 60-56 over the Manicotic Lynx. So the Eagles, let's see, we'll check our bracket here and let you know when their next action will be. Let's see, Sandpoint with the win there. And their next action will be at 1:30 p.m. tomorrow, Saturday. I have to remind myself what day it is. And they will take on the winner of the game between Togiak and New Stew. That game to be played at noon here today. And so the winner of that game will advance to play Sandpoint tomorrow at 1:30. So plan to tune in tomorrow for that matchup at 1:30. And here, let's see, what time is it? We've got 10:19. At 1:30 today, the King Cove Rookies will take the floor, and they'll be playing New Stew. And then immediately following that one, the King Cove T-Jacks will have their second-round matchup in the winner's bracket against the Dillingham Wolverines. And we hope to bring both of those games to you live here on KSDP Radio, Sandpoint, King Cove, Alaska. Thanks to Shannon for her work in the studio this morning, as we got you a breakfast game and a win for the home team as the Sandpoint Eagles defeat the Manicotic Lynx 60-56. Plan to be with us this afternoon again for the 1:30 start between the King Cove Rookies and New Stew. And until then, this is Rob Lanham from Bristol Bay High School in Naknek, Alaska, at the 2010 Sockeye Classic. Again, our final score in the opening round game this morning, Sandpoint Eagles 60, Manicotic Lynx 56. Until 1:30, we'll pass it back to Shannon in the studio, and we'll see everyone in a little bit. Shannon?